Hey, Tori, I just wanted to ask you about David Peralta's start at the plate. It seems like he's hitting the ball hard. He's not chasing out of the zone a ton, but he's just hitting it on the ground way more than both you and he would want. Just kind of what does he need to do to go from that to maybe getting the ball on a line more where he can do some damage?
Yeah, I think you've made a couple points. He's making good contact. He's making good decisions. But, you know, our goal offensively as a group is to do damage and hit the ball to the pole side in the air. And, you know, whether it's a timing issue, maybe a mechanical issue, if it's a steep, too steep of an angle, or if he's getting started late, those are little things that I know that he's working on with the hitting coaches and that group. And I saw him out there today working on it. So I'm very encouraged by the couple hits that he got. He's a born hitter. He wants to hit the baseball. He knows how to hit the baseball. He knows how to make good swing decisions right now. And I feel like those are all conducive to him coming out of this the right way.
I know we talk about launch angle a lot, but he's never been a guy that really lofts the ball, right? He's more of a, it seems like his launch angles are generally not all that high, but it's not what he really needs to do a lot of damage.
Yeah, I think he's looking to stay in the middle of the diamond and see pitches, and he's looking to backspin the baseball. And, you know, not necessarily hit long fly balls where some, you know, and we don't necessarily teach that as an organization. We want to do damage to the pole side by backspinning it and driving it. So David is just such a good hitter, and he can do so many different things. He can manipulate the barrel as good as anybody. But we definitely want him to get behind the ball and see if he can hit in the air. And I know that that's a work in progress for him right now.
Jordy Jackson.
Jody,
can you hear?
Okay. Oh, I could not hear anything. Sorry. Gallen today, Tori, any pitch count for him?
Well, he threw 82 pitches his last outing, so I know that, you know, it's not going to be rocket science, and the Reds are going to probably know what that pocket of what that increased pocket will be. So, it'll be over the 82 that he threw the last time, but not a ton more. We want him to throw as long as he can because we know how effective he is, but it's all going to be predicated on how he goes through and makes pitches to get outs, and we want to pitch as deep in the game as possible. So we don't have a firm number in mind that I want to pass along to you, but you guys can guess. You guys will get pretty close to what that number will be.
Question also on Darnell Coles. Can you share a little more on that? And is Hinsky just handling everything now? And how is Darnell doing?
Yeah, okay, good question. I apologize for not getting this information to you guys a little bit sooner, but Darnell won't be with us on this trip. He had a left Achilles tendon surgery to repair that area. And he was battling it for parts of that our last homestand, and got the official word on the last day of the homestand that the Achilles was going to require surgery. So he had the procedure. Everything went well. I'm sorry, it was his right Achilles. Everything went well. I talked to him today. He's resting, watching games, sending notes. And that goes for Dave McKay too. We're missing two of our finest coaches. But they're both watching and still teaching. Eric Hinsky and Drew Hedman will now, obviously continue to shore up the hitting responsibilities. And we have Chris Krohn, who's here. In the absence of both Dave McKay and Darnell Coles, Chris is controlling the outfielders during the game and also helping out in the cage as well. So we're lucky that we can pull somebody from player development that can come in here and wear a bunch of different hats.
Jake Riddle, go ahead.
Well, that was really loud. Hey, Tori, just after watching Nick Heath the other day, what do you like about his skill set and just what he brings to the team into the lineup?
Yeah, right. Talk about timing. Our front office, the day before we have a player go down, a very important player go down. You know, we had somebody kind of sitting with there waiting for the opportunity. And, you know, he came to us with a ton of potential and possibly untapped potential, with a lot of upside. His former manager, spoke very highly of him, outlined some of the strengths and limitations to me, and I was able to pass along to the staff. So we started teaching immediately, but there's a very fine line there. You don't want to come on too strong and start to jump on a guy and teach before you know him. So we're offering suggestions, we're there, we're supporting, but we're observing. And what I've observed so far is somebody with a nice middle of the diamond approach, a very short compact swing, and the ability to play above average defense. And that's all he needs to do for us. He helped us win that game the other day.
Zach Buchanan, back to you.
Sorry, I meant to ask about David. Just obviously you've got a couple important hitters of your lineup out. Just what would it mean to your lineup to get him going?
Yeah, whether we have important hitters out or not, David hitting at the rate that he normally does is extremely important to the success of this team for the entire season. So I know he accepts that responsibility. He has done it in the past. He is comfortable taking on that responsibility, and you know, it's an easy bet to say that he will eventually figure it out. So I don't want to put extra pressure on him while somebody's out or a player's out, or three players are out of our starting lineup. I just want David to be David. And do what he's capable of doing, what he's shown us in the past. And that's going to be just fine.
Nick Picoro?
Tori, back to the question of center field. Obviously, Heath was going to give you guys a little extra coverage, and now you don't really have any extra coverage. Do you feel like you guys need to make another move in order to have a little bit more depth? And not taking anything away, obviously, and not trying to get you to talk about Pavin or right. Cole Calhoun or anything like that, just specifically about guys that are, you know, more natural center fielders.
Yeah, I appreciate you being aware of that part of the question, because we do believe in several people inside of our organization that have the ability to play center field. It's just right now we were able to bring in Nick and you know, give him this opportunity. And I think our front office is amazing at upgrading at all costs at any point in time. But I'm comfortable with Nick and possibly Pavin in center field until Timmy gets back on his feet and starts moving full speed. And hopefully that's not going to be any longer than it has to be. And we'll get him back on his feet as soon as he gets cleared by the medical team. So we're getting good news on him. So, you know, in the meantime, it's all hands on deck. You know, Timmy went down the other day, and the first person to run over me was David Peralta. He said, "I got this." I had, you know, two or three other people send words through other coaches saying that they had it too. That's just what we do here. But for right now, we feel comfortable with Nick there and a little bit of depth that we do have with Pavin and all others that will give us coverage until Timmy and eventually Cattell get healthy again.
And speaking of when Timmy's going to come back, I know he was expected to, I don't know if it was Doc Sheridan yesterday. Do you know how that went?
Yeah, it went very good. Dr. Sheridan, who for me is you know, one of the best hand doctors in the country, said that it was the right diagnosis that he got in Washington, where there was no fracture, just a dislocation and a wound that was open. So the stitches are still in place and everything's healing. But you know, we are hoping that it's the shortest amount of time possible. Does that mean 10 days? I don't know. I don't know. But Timmy, in my conversation with him, he's very eager to get back out there and help us start to win baseball games. So it'll be based on the medical team releasing him and allowing him to start playing. And when that happens, I'm not sure. We got really good news that everything was diagnosed the way we thought, and he's mending today, mending from this point forward.
And then while we're on the topic of injuries, how is Christian Walker doing?
Yeah, I can kind of walk through everybody. It might take a second, so I apologize. Christian Walker is doing well. I spoke to the whole group today. He's doing well. He did some light movements, hip movements, rotational movements, and he's asymptomatic and feeling no pain. So, you know, the next steps are to get a bat in his hand and see what he can do and start to take on some added baseball features. I didn't talk to Cattell, but I know Cattell is taking some swings and throwing, ran in the pool, and continues to improve and is asymptomatic with all of the added components that the medical team is throwing at him. Joaquin Soria had a good bullpen session. I'm not sure when the next bullpen session is. But you know, the things that were uncomfortable to him were movements off of the mound, such as covering first base. So we got to make sure before we start to progress any further about, you know, talking about getting him back here, that we got to make sure that he's feeling good with those movements off of the mound. Oh, is there anybody else? I think that might be it.
Nothing new on Davinsky?
Yeah, nothing new on Davinsky.
Go ahead.
Hey, Tori. I asked David about the silly kind of victory TikTok dance that he helped start up, and it's become a tradition. And he said, hey, it's fun, but it's also important to celebrate wins. So what can something like a little, you know, celebration victory dance do for the morale of a clubhouse? And then he said that you know the dance and that you've done it. What's it going to take to actually get you in one of those videos?
Yeah. A lot. I told him that I'd be more than willing to do it, but I can't bust a move very good, so I'm going to be in the back. I do know the dance. I can pull it off, but it's more about the players. I think for me to give them a little bit of myself from time to time, they always appreciate that, but I want to make that time about the players, and it's galvanizing. I'll tell you, it's making this group come together in a very special way. We look forward to that dance. I'm there watching it as much as I possibly can. I got to judge who can dance and who can't, right? It's part of the evaluation of being a big league manager, but it certainly is a lot of fun. They are having a ton of fun with it. And you can feel the energy in the clubhouse after the game. And I want these guys to celebrate the good moments. I want us to learn from the bad ones and celebrate from the good ones. And this is certainly a galvanizing moment for this ball club every night when we win a baseball game.
Maria Alberto.
Hello, Tony. Everything okay?
All good. Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine. Look your eyes. you know, with the bullpen, had a little problem the last game. How the workers do bullpen for this season and for this week?
Well, we've missed some important arms down there. We felt like with Clippard, Davinsky, and Soria that we would have some experience and some back end arms that would be able to go out there and slow the game down enough to be able to execute a game plan. But in their absence, we've watched other guys develop. It's given guys such as Yoan Lopez and Kevin Ginkle an opportunity to go out there and step up a role and pitch well, and they're doing a great job and they're counted on. So we know that there are going to be challenges every year with certain injuries that are going to leave you a little bit thin, but I love the way our guys have stepped in and given us everything they possibly can and helped us win some games. The games that we've lost have been a little bit frustrating because of, you know, if it has fallen on the bullpen. But I know that they're learning from those experiences, and from those experiences today, they're going to be better tomorrow. And, you know, if we get everybody back that we had to start the season, we're going to be that much better. And I like where we're at right now. I think everybody's throwing the ball extremely well. It's about winning baseball games and executing game plans, and that's what they're going to do for us.
Zach, you can it.
Tori, maybe you were asked about this on Saturday when I was off, but where are you guys in terms of the 85% vaccination threshold?
We're not there yet. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but we're not there yet. I think it's slowly rising, but I don't know if we're going to get there, and I respect everybody's decision.
Any other questions? Thank you, Tori. We will talk to everyone after the game.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, guys.